The frame in front of me now shows a disturbing scene. A beautiful and seductive woman of the court harem is approaching the emperor. The billowing robes and red ribbons that she's wearing accentuate her movement as she flutters coquettishly towards him. But as we look more closely, we can see that she's actually just faltering. She's just been brought up short by the emperor's outstretched arm and hand, raised in an uncompromising gesture of rejection. Her body twists as she abruptly begins to turn away, and on her face is the expression of a shocked, thwarted vanity. At the time that the poem was written, China was in a state of fragmentation following the collapse of the Han Empire, and competing forces jostled for supremacy, constantly threatening to dethrone the emperor. The emperor himself was mentally deficient, and so his wife, Empress Jia, had a great deal of power, which she spectacularly misused. The poem was written by her courtier, Zhang Hua, who was a minister at court, and according to a written history of the time, Zhang Hua was increasingly horrified by the way the empress and her clan were usurping the authority of her husband. She was jeopardizing the stability of the dynasty and of the state by murder, intrigue, and riotous sexual affairs. Zhang Hua wrote the poem ostensibly to educate all the women of the court, but his real target was, of course, the empress herself. He hoped, through the inspiring and beautiful form of poetry, that he'd be able to lead his wayward ruler to a life of moral correctness, restraint, and decorum.